Shalom, Dodi. This is Nadi Patel Leon, and I pray you are doing well today. Today, all things are possible to them that believe. Let us pray. Our Father and King, we thank you and we give you praise. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We give you worship. We give you our praise that you have watched over us. You've given us life. You've watched over us throughout all our troubles and all our anguishes. And you've brought us through to this point. This is where you have brought us, and we thank you for it. Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for showing us things that only you can show and for giving us initiatives from heaven. In Yeshua's mighty name. Father, the word that I'm going to speak today, I pray that it come forth as fire and it refines and it heals and it touches people where they are really, really, really needing it. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Now, Dodi, my beloved, how are you doing today? I pray that you are doing well. Because we are living in a tumultuous times and everything else that we see around us is enough to scare us and to give us confusing thoughts and to wonder if God is here, if God can hear us. And I want to assure you that God is here. He can see us. He can hear us. And no matter how wicked the situation seems, no matter how difficult the situation seems, no matter how impossible your situation is, I am here to tell you today that don't give up because your miracle is on its way. I don't know what you are going through today. I don't know what pains you are going through. I don't know what despair it's raining on you. I don't know how hopeless your situation is. But I know that no pit is deeper than the love of God. Right now, I am here today, and I'm telling you that if I'm a human being and I can feel your heart, and I am telling you I am listening, then you have to know that the God who created heaven and earth is listening. God is holy, and everything about him is holy. And the word of God says in the book of Romans that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all sinned, and sin draws us away from God. It makes him stay away from us and cannot get near us. But when we repent, when we call upon him in our distress, he comes. Right now, I don't know what the enemy is showing you, but whatever is showing you, I bet it is very, very real to you right now. He's telling you life is not worth it. He's telling you your life is not worth it and that you should just end everything. And I'm here to tell you that the enemy is a liar. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He will do whatever he can to get you to commit suicide, to get you to give up, to get you to lose hope, to get you not to trust anymore. Because he hates you, you see. I'm going to give you an analogy in nature. In nature, we all hear that the lion is the king of the jungle. And yes, even though the lion and the lioness are fierce and they can destroy anything that crosses them, their cubs, like every other cub, the first 2 years of that cub is very, very vulnerable for that cub. Anything can kill that cub, you see. So that the first 2 years of this cub, is useless, basically. The mom has to feed it. The mom has to kill for it. The mom has to protect it. And the father has to protect it. And if a new male come into the pride, he will kill him likely so that he will not have to contend with another lion's cub. But if by God's grace, he keeps them and doesn't destroy them, and they don't become prey, and they grow up after 2 years, they start gaining their grounds after 2 years. From that point on, they become strong. From that point on, they become ferocious. From that point on, you cannot cross path with it. It will tear you down because it has learned everything from the mom, you see. But every cub is weak when they are young. We are the cubs of the Most High God, of the King of Kings. So the enemy is out there seeking us as prey, to take us as victims and to do things to us. And within that time frame, when we cannot fend for ourselves, we have to be totally dependent on him, you see. When things seem to be impossible, we have to constantly stay with him, you see. We cannot get away too far away from him, because then we become prey. Then we become victims to other dangers. But as long as we are close to him and we are under his shadows, according to Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As long as we are abiding in his shadows, we are going to be okay. So, Dodi, my beloved, I'm telling you today, no matter what your situation, it is not so difficult that the God of heaven and earth cannot hear. He is the Most High God. He is the Almighty God. He is the Supreme Creator. He is the Supreme Being. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. He speaks into your life and your life will change. He commands things to stand still and it will stand still. Trust him. Come to him. No matter how hopeless your situation is, no matter how weak you are, I can see you right now. You are so weak. You can't even walk. You can't even breathe. You are walking tattered. You know, when you walk, it's like the world is coming to an end. And you feel like you are dying. And you are. But God is telling you that trust him. Because he will restore your health for you. He will restore you. He will make you a brand new man. He will give you back your life. And you have another more years to live to proclaim his glory. See, the enemy wants to cut your life short. So you do not come and proclaim the things of God. But I'm telling you today, I'm challenging you today. I want you to trust him and say, you know what? Even though it looks hopeless, even though it doesn't seem like anything is going to happen, I'm still going to count on you. I'm still going to believe you. Maybe you are looking for children and you've been married for so many years and you've been crying for babies, but nothing is happening. And maybe you don't have a womb. Maybe you don't have a cervix. Maybe, you know, you are shooting blanks. I don't know what it is, but today I am speaking by the power of the Most High God, and I'm commanding everything that is destroyed to be repaired right now, to be restored. When a vehicle breaks down, you take it to the workshop to fix it. When a human body breaks down, you take it to the Most High God and he will fix it. So today I'm restoring every broken part of your body. I'm restoring that liver. I'm restoring that kidney. I'm restoring that heart. I'm restoring that spleen. I'm restoring that gallbladder. Everything, that cornea, that heart, that obesity spirit that is plaguing you, that is making you do, you know, you are doing everything, but you are not seeing any progress. I command you to have supernatural weight loss right now. I command you in the name of Yeshua to begin to stay in the word and to begin to believe at the sound of my voice. The Spirit of God is moving. It's removing every unclean spirit that is attacking you. Every unclean spirit has to move. When you mention the name of Yeshua, every knee has to bow, according to the book of Philippians. Everything underneath this earth, everything on this earth, everything above the earth has to bow, and every tongue has to confess that Yeshua is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Whether it is diabetes, whether it is a stroke, whatever it is, I'm telling you today, I don't really, you know, care about whatever your condition is. I don't care how hopeless it is. I don't care how how impossible it looks. I want you to face everything on. I want you to hear the words that I'm speaking, that the God that we serve is an amazing God. He said to you, he's saying to you right now, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And behold, all that are incensed against thee shall be as nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish. So whatever is striving with you right now, I am commanding it in the word, with the word of God, in the blood of Yeshua, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, that it moves right now in the name of Yeshua. I am commanding health into your body. I'm commanding financial freedom into your body. I'm commanding initiatives from heaven to you right now, that things that seems impossible are becoming possible. All things are becoming possible. You are looking for a husband. You are looking for a wife. You've served the Lord faithfully. You've cried. You've got on your knees. You've done everything, and it seems like nothing is moving. You want to go to school. You've done everything, but you can't even get the money. You can't even get a sponsor to go and do it. Maybe that is not your route. Maybe God is channeling another route for you. I don't know, but all I'm telling you is that the worst thing you can do right now is give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. If you fall 100 times, get up 110 times. If you fall 1,000,000 times, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up each time. And you will see that the God that we serve is an amazing God. Shalom. My name is Nade Bat El Elyon. My email is nadeni1@gmail.com, and you can send me a link. You can let me know what is going on in your life. I am interested to know. I love you, and I'll talk to you. Shalom.